The most famous bank collapse was the Penn Square Bank collapse. It got that name. Where were you when that happened, and how did it make you feel, and how nervous did it make you?
Well, my suspicion is this, that you already know the answer to every question you've asked me, but I will recite the answer.
And this one I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know your answer.
Well, I was in Shawnee. Bill Jennings, who was the CEO of Penn Square Bank, I'd known for years. He worked for Grady Harris at Fidelity back in the 60s when they loaned me the money to buy the first bank. So I'd known Bill. His father was a dean of banking in Oklahoma from Ellix, Oklahoma, and had been on the board of the Liberty for years. It's steeped in banking. But he had this concept of, well, we can originate all these big loans and we'll sell huge participations to all these big banks around the country, and we'll get a spread on each one of the participations we sell. So Penn Square was doomed from the first day. We even had customers come to us, their customers, and say, well, now I have a CD in Penn Square. Will you lend me against the CD? We would not lend against their CDs because we saw enough of the deals they were making, they couldn't pay. So we knew Penn Square was going to fail. Although other Oklahoma banks bought participation from and got in trouble themselves.
When that word came out, I remember we were in Colorado and somebody hollered across the street from Oklahoma, Penn Square collapsed. Yeah. It was no surprise to you.
Not any. We knew it was going to happen. Only question was when. And the sad part, because they were siphoning so many customers from First National and Liberty, they did the same thing, trying to hold on to their customer base. Not the same thing, but were more liberal than they should have been.
Again, you were where when Penn Square collapsed?
Shawnee.
And you picked up a few customers?
Well, not so much then. We picked up a number of customers. We opened a bank in Oklahoma City during the 80s called Centennial Bank, which was out north. David never came back to Shawnee. He stayed in Oklahoma City. As the banks failed and we moved down here in this specific location in 1989, the big banks were still really in trouble. First National had failed. We picked up a lot of customers from that, more than we did Penn Square. Penn Square was an anomaly. There was nothing good about it.
You moved here to this location, which is on Main and Broadway,
yes,
downtown Oklahoma City.
Main Street Bank.
Right. Did you buy this building?
Yes. Right at the right time.
Wow. So that's when you were named chairman and CEO of Bank First.
Well, that's when Bank First was born. We could not have that kind of corporate organization until that year. The year that was authorized was the year Bank First was born.
How did you come up with the name?
The logic would have been it would be Federal National Bank because it was the only Federal National Bank in the country. But because I had been in Shawnee and we'd acquired all these banks, and because we were plenty hard-nosed in how they operated when we'd take them over, because they're problem banks, I formed a management corporation called Thunderbird Management. Each bank would sign a contract with Thunderbird to provide certain services. They had to play by the same rules, same policies, the same everything, so they came to resent Shawnee. And we had the First National in Stillwater. We had the First National in Guthrie, which was the oldest bank in Oklahoma. Well, they didn't want to be the Federal National Bank. The bankers suggested names, Thunderbird, Midwest, all kinds of things. Ralph McCalmont came up with the name Bank First. Simple, yet traditional. So we inquired and come to find out it was already taken. It was owned by the FDIC because they had taken over a bank that failed in Austin, Texas. Everybody said, oh! I said, let's go to the FDIC and see if we can't buy the name. David went to the FDIC, and he arranged for us to buy the name Bank First, and to trademark it.
How about that? You said you had these other banks. You were managing them?
I didn't control because I put together investment groups. But I was the dominant shareholder in each one of them. And because of our management skill, the investors wanted us to have a contract to manage them.
So then as Bank First, you were buying banks and renaming them Bank First.
Well, remember, we had United Community Corporation in 1985. So we already had 12 banks in what became Bank First, and then had many other banks that we merged in subsequent to that. And they've acquired a number of banks over the years.
This is pretty fun stuff, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty routine.
Yeah, it's not routine. Wow. About that time, then you had David, of course, working
David
with you.
David came back in 1982.
Okay. So was it fun working with your son?
Always. But I've always known he was more skillful than I am. We certainly had some conflicts early, but not much. For example, I wanted to have a bank in every county. He said, that's crazy. Look at the population decline in western Oklahoma. We probably sold 6 or 8 banks that I had acquired in western Oklahoma. They're still there. They're still making some profit, but they don't fit at all in a growth company. And so we had some philosophical, but it's just been a joy from my point of view.
Sure.
Because he's more capable.
Each of you is capable in your own way.
Well, I'm tactical. He's strategic.
So many times you'd be sitting in a boardroom like this, and he's in charge, and you're sitting back
absolutely.
Listening to your son.
Absolutely. And everybody laughs at it, and they're a little uncomfortable when we disagree. It's fine.
But it worked out, right? It's working out to this day.
To this day.
Because to this day, you're involved in this bank.
I sit right in this seat in the Senior Loan Committee, and he sits right there. I tell him, don't look to me for any example. It's so far past me, I'm like Warren Buffett. If I don't understand, I'm against it, and I don't understand a lot about what we do anymore. Because technology, I'm obsolete, but I still have opinions.